MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
We now have David Kahn, CEO of Mustek. We want to chat around microchip shortage that's happening globally. And just for the listeners' benefits, microchips don't just sit within your computers and mobile phones. They sit within your kettles and fridges and cars and everywhere. Anything that's electronic and is half intelligent and doing performing a function uses them. So a global microchip shortage is potentially a very devastating thing. Morning, David, and thanks for joining us. If we can just touch on a big picture, why is there a global microchip shortage if these are such important inputs into so many different things that the modern world uses?
Well, look, I mean, I think that ultimately that, you know, the market prices are solely depend on supply and demand. And if you look at in the past 12 months, demand has shot up tremendously due to way of people live, that you know, you have a lot more people work from home, you have a lot more people learning from home, and so on and so forth. Never mind the new applications such as 5G, artificial intelligence, and so on and so forth. And those will add to the demand side. However, the demand can be increased, say 20-30% overnight, but the supply or the manufacturing capacity takes time to catch up. I mean, I can give you one of the easiest examples. I mean, a few months ago, that a kilo of ginger price jumped to 300 rand. But last weekend, I went to Checkers. I think they went back to 60. You know, this is purely driven by supply and demand. And like I said, the demand can shoot up, the manufacturing capacity will take time to catch up.
So what is your sense in terms of how long it will take the manufacturing, the supply side of this equation to catch up with this ramping, or let's call it elevated demand? I mean, are we talking months? Is it going to rebalance later this year, or is this much further out, 3 to 5 years out?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, I don't think that the manufacturing capacity can be reacted so efficiently. For example, I mean, I'm sure that you heard the news that Intel is going to build new 2 fab in Arizona, and the whole market thinks that, you know, this shortage is going to end very soon. But in fact, that when you break the ground of making a new fab, till you can get to a mass production with the correct yield rate, you're talking about 2 years, 2.5 years. So we don't see that the shortages of microchips will get eased off this year. Never mind next year. I think it's going to last until 2023.
Zooming in a little closer to home, obviously being CEO of Mustek, you deal predominantly in the hardware side of this equation. As a domestic distributor, you'll have a supply chain that reaches all the way back into this. A lot of the products you move have microchips in them. How are you finding this affecting your supply chain personally, and how are you managing to trade through this period?
Well, look, okay, obviously that, you know, all the prices shoot up due to the supply constraint. Most of the product are in allocations. Say, for example, you want to order 100 units, they can only manage to give you 70, some lower. So you just have to, you know, maybe multiple source. This guy can give you 30%, that guy can give you 40%, you know, and so on and so forth, and try to get to the number that you want. But, okay, there's one thing that is going to magnify or make the shortage even worse. But say, for example, that your manufacturing capacity at the moment is only 10% lower than the total demand. But buyers like ourselves, like any other buyers in the world, we will do double or even triple booking. They will make the supply gap even bigger. And that, which is going to push the price harder. So in the short term, I think those double booking, triple booking is certainly dominate again. you know, the market has to cool down, and I think that should take place, I would say, in the maybe next 6 months. But to get to a supply demand balance, my forecast is 2023.
That's quite a while to wait, and that is a fair point. I mean, this is well publicized that there is a shortage. So stockpiling is definitely some of this rampant demand, and stockpiling itself is not permanent demand. It's actually temporary. So, thank you very much. That was David Kan, CEO of Mustek. Thank you very much for your early morning.
Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb Now
with Simon Brown
on the Money. Also available on podcast.